Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Guess who's back? Well, if it isn't my cuckold woodsman, I know all you cuckies out there have been wondering what has happened to Woodsman, and he had told me that he was going to be starting over something new, looking for a girlfriend, and I haven't heard from him in weeks. Well, Woodsman was in chastity and has been since May 1st. That's a pretty long time. When he called me recently, he told me that he's getting married. And I said, to whom? Turns out he is remarrying his ex-wife. Now, is that funny? She told him she was not going to take off his chastity device. She was going to marry him. Plus, no woman was going to want him. And here's the kicker. She's pregnant. Woodsman has great insurance where he works. So I asked him, who is the father of this new baby? She's got a dreamy, so it seems, new black lover with a big cock. 90% sure that it is his child. She started seeing him 2 months ago. She and her sister, Woodsman's ex-wife and her sister, went to a club and they bumped into this gorgeous guy. He's married, he's 6'1", 210 pounds, lots of muscles, and a 10-inch cock. Woodsman has actually seen his cock. Because when he comes over and has sex in Woodsman's house, he walks around naked. And apparently he's got a big hunk of meat hanging down his leg. Can you imagine? It's getting me so hot thinking about it. So, this has been his ex-wife's fantasy for a long time. His name is Marcus, and he likes to come over about 4 times a week, and he's pretty much the man in the house now. I mean, there's always another man in Woodsman's house. Woodsman is never the man of the house. When he comes to the house, she just drops to her knees and starts sucking him off. And I mean, you know she never does that with Woodsman. He tells her he needs her pussy, and off she goes. Well, that's the complete opposite of me. Nobody orders me around. How funny is that? But Woodsman's wife does like this guy. And I guess, you know, sometimes you have to bend. In the old days, I used to bend too. I don't do that anymore. But there were times, I guess, when I was a little bit more on the subby side. But that's all a thing of the past with me. But back to Woodsman. So being locked up for 3 months and 7 days since he came, from the time I last talked to him, he is totally frustrated. And his wife has him by the balls. He asked me, you know, or begged me, I should say, to let his cock out so he could jerk off. He says that if I ask his wife or mention it to his wife, he thinks his wife, would go for it. Well, Woodsman's wife doesn't give him enough money to call me. He's on an allowance, so I told him, maybe you ought to ask her to give you more money first, and then I'll ask her to let you out. I mean, readers, what do you think? I mean, I'm used to being spoiled. I mean, what is this all about? That's why you haven't heard from him. He doesn't have any money to call me. So, should we let him out? I am posting the same blog post. I have a blog on Yahoo, and I'm putting a poll on there. So, readers, I'll put the link on this blog post, the Yahoo link. You can go there, and you can vote. We'll see what the readers say. Should we let his cock out and let him jerk off? It's 3 months, and we're probably going on close to 4 months by the time I get this post up. So should we let him out? What do you think? And then I'll ask his wife to let him out. I want you to message me, email me, vote on the poll, and we'll decide. I mean, do you think I should let him out? I mean, he's in total chastity. That poor thing must have, his balls must be purple. He's been cleaning up his wife Marcus Combs' buckets, and he tells Woodsman, go in there and clean her up. So he does, like the cum slut that he is. He wanted to know about me locking my hubby up. I keep him in a stallion guard. Now, that's a less, that's more based on trust. And it's usually just during the week. And I do let him masturbate. He'll call me on the phone. And, I let him listen to me having sex. And then I let him stroke then. But not during the week. He's not allowed to touch or come. And he wants to know the last time my husband got some. I mean, I don't know. Can I remember? I guess more than a year ago. Well, Woodsman says, what happens when my hubby sees me walking around nude after the shower and whatever? And I said, too bad, Too bad. He likes to watch, so this is the payoff for it. I don't really care. I mean, I have my boyfriend, and you all have enjoyed listening to many hours of me raving about my boyfriend. I don't even tell my husband anymore about when I have sex. He just annoys me if he knows. Well, anyway, I gave Woodsman the link to my new site, www.strokerland.com, just like it sounds, strokerland.com. I told him the password is only good for 30 days, and you have to purchase a call to get the username and password to my new site. And by the way, I did put up a new audio last night on masturbating at the office. So guys, register for Strokerland. Go to the blog on Yahoo and let's see how many of you think I should let him out of chastity. I need your input. Should I let him out of chastity? I mean, when I've almost let him out, he gets really cocky. I mean, he's not, really thankful at all. It's like, ooh, I'm getting out. So I changed my mind. So guys, what's your vote? Should we let those purple balls explode? I mean, don't you think Woodsman's wife would have give him some money so we could have some more blog posts? I mean, he's such a good, topic for me to chit-chat about. And Woodsman, are your little balls aching? Oh, and Woodsman's got a little dick, too. It's like under 3 inches. I mean, I think he's got an incher. Well, we shall see. Okay, guys, it's up to you. Should he or shouldn't he? I'm going to post the link. And instructions here. You know what to do, so you've got the drill. Vote for Woodsman. Yes or no? I'll put it up on my 360 and email me, message me. I'm on Yahoo 24/7, at least when I'm around. And there you have it. And Woodsman, I'm so glad you're back. Man, all the wankers miss you, you little dick loser. Bye for now.